hops. They're those little green flowers about the size of a quarter that give beer a bitter or sometimes citrusy flavor.
Exactly. Any hop-forward beers like IPAs or the hazy, juicy IPAs that are all the rage now, they all use quite a few hops.
Scott Dorsch is with Odell Brewing Company, a large craft beer company in Fort Collins, Colorado. He rips open a giant silver vacuum-sealed package and scoops out a handful of dried green hops.
It's like fall leaves almost, is what it feels like.
It really is like fall leaves.
Here in the brewery storage room, Dorsch estimates there's about $25,000 worth of hops.
And of all these hops in this room, are any from Colorado? Any grown in Colorado?
Not currently, no.
Most of these were shipped from farms in the Yakima Valley in Washington, which produces about 40,000 acres, or 70% of the nation's hops. Back in 2010, Colorado growers wanted to get in on the hops market, and in just 6 years, the state reached 200 acres, grown mostly by small, first-time farmers.
You know, Coors, if it hadn't been for Coors, I don't think there would be 200 acres of hops grown in Colorado at all, because I think a lot of people would have given up a long time ago.
That's right, Coors, one of the world's largest brewers, which is based in Colorado. In 2010, a company owned by Coors called AC Golden wanted to jumpstart the local hop industry so that they could produce a line of beer made entirely from local ingredients. For 8 years, farmers say Coors paid them premium prices, at times triple the going market price of just $4.
At that point, they had a significant role in increasing our sales and basically keeping us afloat for the first few years.
Ron Jovich was one of about a dozen hop farmers contracted by Coors. That premium price allowed him to build up his operation. Starting out, the hop farm is incredibly expensive, costing between $10,000 to $20,000 an acre.
To get the trellis built and the equipment that you need to string them up and harvest them and plant them.
Then, in 2016, the craft beer market began slowing down.
So we're seeing regional craft brewers struggle in recent years.
Bart Watson is an economist with the Brewers Association.
There's, you know, a lot of competitiveness out there. It's hard to get on in shelf sets and get tap handles.
He says the craft beer market is still growing, just not exploding like it was between 2010 and 2015. He thinks this may be in part why the market for local specialty hops hasn't reached the scale that Coors and some other farmers had bet on.
Even if there's growth in the market, we may see the hop industry scale back in places like Colorado simply because they were building for a future that was bigger than what we've actually seen.
Colorado's hop industry peaked in 2016. Similarly, small hop industries in Indiana, Illinois, Nebraska, and Iowa have seen little to no growth. Only Michigan and New York have remained competitive at a time when experts say the specialty hops market is saturated.
You know, the old adage, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's the way it is.
Jovich still grows hops, but he doesn't worry about finding buyers. Instead, he uses his crop for beer at his own microbrewery. Other hop farmers have left the industry altogether. Mark Riley grew for Coors, but says this year the company lowered their price to about $5.50 a pound.
You know, when you tell people you've lost your price, they're like, oh, you know, that huge corporation, you know, screwing the little guy, right? And that's not how it was.
Riley says Coors was clear from the beginning that their high prices wouldn't last. For their part, the company says they overpaid farmers around $3 million over the course of 8 years. The idea was that growers would eventually find buyers elsewhere.
We were trying to sell to other brewers around the state. You know, we thought a lot more might be interested in, you know, a Colorado product.
Other farmers interviewed for this story are still growing and selling to Coors. But Riley says he decided it was time to rip up his hop plants.
The money we were making just seemed too little, actually, at that price.
He says he's moved on to something else that, again, many farmers are hoping will become the next big crop in Colorado and maybe across the United States, industrial hemp. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.